USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Authorities in China's Xinjiang region are opening up some neighborhoods after residents held late-night protests against the zero-COVID lockdown measures that lasted for 3 months. The demonstrations, as well as public anger online, are the latest signs of building frustration with China's approach to controlling COVID-19. It's the only major country in the world that's still fighting the pandemic through mass testing and lockdowns. Rescuers are working through rain and mud to find more possible victims of a massive landslide on the southern Italian resort island of Ischia, triggered by heavy rainfall. Sky News translates Italy's Interior Minister, Matteo Piantedosi.
There are difficulties in the rescue operations because the weather conditions are very challenging. We're sending teams both by air and sea. I'm in close contact with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni and my fellow ministers. It's an evolving situation, very serious.
At least one person is dead and up to 12 others are missing. A vigil will be held for the 6 victims killed during a shooting at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. The announcement comes as police release a so-called death note written by the suspected gunman, Andre Bing. Bing was a supervisor at the store who was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after the shooting. He wrote on his phone about being harassed by his co-workers, wishing that he could start over. The handgun Bing used was purchased legally the morning of the shooting. A record $9.12 billion in online sales were made on Black Friday, so says Adobe Analytics. Inflation is part of the reason for the higher number. Online sales for electronics spiked 221% compared to an average day in October. MacBooks and Apple Watches were top sellers, along with drones, the Xbox Series X, and games like FIFA 23. You are listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great healthcare. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
A Missouri judge ruled that a 19-year-old woman cannot witness the execution of her father. Kevin Johnston requested his daughter, Corey Ramey, attend his execution. He's being punished for the 2005 murder of Kirkwood police officer William McEntee. Johnston's execution is scheduled for Tuesday. The entertainment world is remembering singer and actress Irene Cara. She won an Oscar, a Golden Globe, and the Grammys twice. Cara is best known as the voice behind the title cut from the 1980 film Fame and the era-defining Flashdance, What a Feeling, 3 years later. Deborah Cox called Cara an inspiration, while Holly Robinson Pete recalled seeing Cara perform, saying the instant combination of talent and beauty was overwhelming to her. Cara died at her home in Florida. She was 63. The Federal Communications Commission banning the sale of communications equipment made by Chinese companies Huawei and ZTE. The agency is also restricting the use of some China-made video surveillance systems. They cite an unacceptable risk to national security. The 5-member panel unanimously approved the new rules on Friday. It's the latest in the escalation of U.S. restrictions on Chinese technology. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.